Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Three Americans unjustly detained in Russia stepped foot on U.S. soil again late Thursday. Waiting for them, President Joe Biden and their loved ones. VOA's Jessica Jarrett reports.
A moment long awaited for. Three Americans released Thursday from Russian detention, arriving at Joint Base Andrews just outside Washington. On the tarmac to greet them, U.S. President Joe Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, and their families. An historic deal involving several allies secured the release of 16 political prisoners held in Russia. Their price, 8 individuals requested by the Kremlin. Wall Street Journal correspondent Evan Gershkovich's newsroom erupted in cheers earlier in the day at news of their colleague's safe return. The Moscow correspondent had spent close to 500 days in a Russian prison. For Liam Scott at Joint Base Andrews, Jessica Jarrett, VOA News.
Vice President Kamala Harris gets enough delegate support to become the Democrats' nominee for president. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
The online voting process, which doesn't end until Monday, was interrupted when Kamala Harris crossed the threshold to have the majority of the delegates' votes.
I will officially accept your nomination next week once the virtual voting period is closed. But already I'm happy to know that we have enough delegates to secure the nomination.
And she told her supporters she's ready to win.
It's not going to be easy, but we're going to get this done. And as your future president, I know we are up to this fight.
I'm Shelley Adler.
The U.S. military will deploy additional fighters and Navy warships to the Middle East, the Pentagon said on Friday, as the United States seeks to bolster defenses following threats from Iran and its allies, Hamas and Hezbollah. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. United Kingdom police brace for more far-right protests in response to misinformation about the deaths of three young girls. AP correspondent Karen Shemis has more.
British police are bracing for more far-right protests as suspects from recent violent demonstrations appear in court. Several suspects arrested in violent protests that erupted after the fatal stabbing of three children in Southport in northwest England were due in court. Prime Minister Keir Starmer condemned and blamed the violence on far-right hatred. Demonstrations are being promoted online over the coming days in towns and cities, including Belfast, Liverpool and Manchester. Organisers are using phrases including enough is enough, save our kids and stop the boats. Starmer has vowed to end the mayhem and said police across the UK would be given more resources. Karen Shamas, London.
Hundreds were arrested in the protests across Nigeria that triggered curfews in several states. The protests that continued on Friday were mainly over food shortages and alleged bad governance.
There is practically no pushback against the government, and that is why the Parliament of the citizens have come out to say no to this policy, no to that policy, and we will not stop.
A rights group says at least 9 people were killed by security forces in Nigeria during mass protests against the country's economic crisis. The U.S. Justice Department is suing TikTok, accusing the company of illegally collecting children's data. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has the story.
Federal law requires that kid-oriented apps and websites get parental consent before collecting personal information on children under 13. This latest lawsuit alleges TikTok and its China-based parent company ByteDance violated that law by allowing registration through third-party credentials and alleging that information was shared with other companies. They're also accused of failing to honor requests from parents to delete their children's accounts. TikTok has disagreed with the allegations, saying many of the issues have already been addressed. The federal government is considering a ban on TikTok in the United States. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Rescuers in southern India's Kerala doubled down on search operations to find survivors on Friday, where a landslide killed at least 189 people, with scores still missing. Leader of India's Congress Party, Rahul Gandhi.
Today we had a meeting with the administration and the panchayat. They briefed us on exactly the number of casualties they expect, the number of houses that have been damaged, and their strategy. We have said that we are here to help in any way possible. Congress family would like to commit to build 100+ houses here.
Heavy rain in the region caused landslides on Tuesday, sending torrents of mud, water, and tumbling boulders downhill and burying or sweeping people to their deaths as they slept. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope.